News release. Niagara Regional Police. Niagara Regional Police Service, NRPS, officers assigned to one district, St. Catharines, Thorold, recovered two loaded handguns and 27 rounds of ammunition, resulting in two arrests and 14 criminal charges stemming from separate incidents in the city of St. Catharines over the weekend. The first incident occurred at a nightclub located in the area of Ontario Street and St. Paul Street in the city of St. Catharines on Sunday, November 13, 2022 at 1:22 a.m. A keen security guard inside the nightclub observed a patron with what appeared to be a handgun in his waistband. The security guard intervened and took physical control of the handgun, prompting the suspect to flee on foot. A foot pursuit involving security was reported to the communications unit of the Niagara Regional Police Service, resulting in one district officers responding to the area. The suspect was located by officers a short distance away and arrested. The handgun seized by security was determined to be loaded with 11 rounds of ammunition. Maxwell Ali Grant, 20 years, of St. Catharines, has been arrested and charged with the following criminal code offenses: possession of a restricted or prohibited firearm knowingly not holding a license, possession of a restricted or prohibited firearm without holding a license, possession of a restricted or prohibited firearm with ammunition, unauthorized possession of a prohibited or restricted weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of a weapon, resist arrest. Grant was held in custody pending an appearance in bail court that took place on Sunday, November 13, 2022 via video link to the John Sapinka Courthouse located at 45 Main Street E in the city of Hamilton. Grant was remanded into the custody of Ontario Correctional Services. The second unrelated incident occurred less than an hour later on Sunday, November 13, 2022 at 2:09 a.m. after the communications unit of the Niagara Regional Police Service received information that the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, had attempted to stop a speeding vehicle on the Queen Elizabeth Way near Victoria Avenue in the town of Lincoln. The vehicle was later observed by one district officers in the area of St. Paul Street West and Pelham Road in the city of St. Catharines. The vehicle was followed to the dead end on Kent Street near Hillview Road North, prompting the driver to exit and flee on foot. As officers engaged in a foot pursuit through neighboring backyards, the driver was observed discarding what appeared to be a handgun. The driver was ultimately apprehended by pursuing officers and arrested. A loaded handgun was recovered and determined to have an extended magazine with 16 rounds of ammunition. Antonio Cedino Charles, 35 years, of St. Catharines, has been arrested and charged with the following criminal code offenses: possession of a restricted or prohibited firearm knowingly not holding a license, possession of a firearm, weapon, or ammunition contrary to prohibition order, possession of a firearm knowing the serial number has been tampered with, possession of a restricted or prohibited firearm with ammunition, careless storage of a firearm, weapon, prohibited device, unauthorized possession of a firearm in a motor vehicle, flight from peace officer. Charles was held in custody pending an appearance in bail court that took place on Sunday, November 13, 2022 via video link to the John Sapinka Courthouse, located at 45 Main Street E in the city of Hamilton. Charles was remanded into the custody of Ontario Correctional Services. Anyone with information regarding either of these incidents is encouraged to contact the 1 District Detective Criminal Investigative Branch by dialing 905-688-4111, option 3, extension 1024233. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information that leads to an arrest.